Neil Holland, Senate Bill 376, June 24th, 1991.
The Conference Committee on Senate Bill 376 will come to order, and we'll turn it over to Ingrid to just briefly go through the amendments that the House made, the majority of which I think the Senate's probably willing to live with. We have one of our members who has some concerns about one of the issues, but I think that the amendments that Ingrid has provided, B14, will, as she explains, get us past that, and we hope this can be very quick. So let's have Ingrid go ahead and raise the issues with the bill as it comes to us from the House.
Very well, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Basically, the House amendments made the following changes to the form of the bill as passed by the Senate. It clarified that the court can impose remedial sanctions after a hearing or if a defendant has waived a hearing, a technical addition that makes it clear that you can also waive a hearing under these circumstances. Secondly, it provides the amendments provide for written notice of an intent to rely on an affirmative defense of inability to comply with an order of the court. So if you intend to raise that defense, you are required to give notice 4 days prior to the time of the hearing. Thirdly, it clarifies that proof of contempt is beyond a reasonable doubt in any proceeding for the imposition of punitive sanctions. That was certainly implied in the Senate measure. Because it basically said that the criminal rules prevail, but this clarifies that the burden of proof is beyond reasonable doubt. Fourthly, it is the House amendments establish a process for compelling the testimony of witnesses who decline to testify on grounds of possible self-incrimination, basically requiring that the district attorney or attorney general be notified when a private party is prosecuting a contempt action and intends to seek immunity for a witness who otherwise declines to testify. So the state can then appear and object or at least be consulted with respect to whether immunity ought to be granted under those circumstances. And fifthly, it clarifies provisions relating to the use of contempt to enforce court orders requiring criminal defendants to pay fines and make restitution. A sort of separate provisions relate to the use of contempt in those circumstances, and the House amendments do clarify the differences between that procedure and the procedure set forth in Senate Bill 376. And where not specifically different, the Senate Bill 376 provisions govern. The proposed amendments that you have before you, Senate Bill 376 B14, as hand engrossed, address one of the amendments adopted by the House, and that is the amendment which requires notice of intent to rely on the affirmative defense of failure of inability to comply, and simply provide that the court in its discretion may excuse the failure to file that notice in a timely fashion depending upon the circumstances. And that amendment would parallel the kind of escape clause which exists in other affirmative defenses in the criminal area, including mental disease or defect and notice of alibi. And you have those provisions before you.
Thank you. Are there questions?
None whatsoever. Anytime you want
to. Ready to go.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Okay. Then I think the move would be to concur with House amendments and further amend by adopting the B14 amendments.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I so move.
Representative Mannix moves that the Senate concur with the House amendments and that we further amend the bill by adopting the B14 amendments. As they are further hand defined here, dated 6/22/91. Are there objections to Representative Mannix's motion?
Madam Chair, I'm not going to object, just a comment that I think the 4-day notice is a mistake, but at least this makes it more workable.
4-day notice.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, Senator Bunn. And,
we have 5 days in our bill, by the way.
Is that wrong? Am I reading the wrong bill?
Be engrossed?
Does it say five?
It's a be engrossed bill.
Yeah.
That's right. What is it, five?
You said four.
I think you're fine.
Well, then it's even more a mistake.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from.
Oh, the other direction.
But if they can't comply with the order, you want no time. You're okay.
So there's where we are. Are there objections to Representative Mannix's motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you, Senator Bond. Then we need a motion to, I guess, adopt the committee report and
as amended.
Pass the bill as we.
Move.
Thank you. Senator Shoemaker moves that we adopt the committee report as we have amended Senate Bill 376 and pass it to our floors with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion, call the roll, please. Jack.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Senator Bunn?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Senator Shoemaker?
Aye.
Chair Cohen?
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Pleasure doing business with you.
We need to send it in the House.
Okay, who carried it in the...
I did.
Okay, Mannix will be on the House carrier, and Shoemaker, do you carry
sure.
it over here?
I bet, I did.
Okay. Thank you.